The Japanese have disappeared from our town. Their houses are boarded up and empty now. Their mailboxes have begun to overflow. Unclaimed newspapers litter their sagging front porches and gardens. Abandoned cars sit in their driveways. Thick, knotty weeds are sprouting up through their lawns. In their backyards, the tulips are wilting. Stray cats wander. Last loads of laundry still cling to the line. In one of their kitchens, Emi Sato's, a black telephone rings and rings. Downtown on Main Street, the dry cleaners are still shuttered. For lease signs hang in their windows. Unpaid bills and business receipts drift by in the breeze. Murata Florist is now Flowers by K. The Yamato Hotel has become the paradise. Fuji Chop Suey will be reopening under new management by the end of the week. Mikado Pool Hall is closed. Imanashi Transfer is closed. Harada Grocery is closed. And in its front window hangs a handwritten sign none of us can ever remember seeing there before. God be with you until we meet again. And of course, we cannot help but wonder who put up the sign. Was it one of them or one of us? And if it was one of us, which one of us was it? We ask ourselves this as we press our foreheads to the glass and squint into the darkness, half expecting Mr. Harada himself to come barreling out from behind the counter in his faded green apron, urging upon us a stalk of asparagus, a perfect strawberry, a sprig of fresh mint. But there's nothing there to be seen. The shelves are empty. The floors, neatly swept. The Japanese are gone. Our mayor has assured us that there is no cause for alarm. The Japanese are in a safe place, he is quoted as saying in this morning's Star Ledger. He is not at liberty, however, to reveal where that place is. They wouldn't be safe now, would they, if I told you where they were? But what place could be safer, some of us ask, than right here, in our own town? Theories, of course, abound. Perhaps the Japanese were sent out to the sugar beet country, Montana or the Dakotas, where the farmers will need extra workers to help the harvest their crops. Or perhaps they've assumed new Chinese identities in a faraway city where nobody knows who they are. Perhaps they're in jail. My honest opinion, says a retired Navy corpsman, I think they're out there in the ocean, zigzagging past the torpedoes. They've all been shipped back to Japan for the duration of the war. Others of us fear the very worst from the start, that they've been herded into cattle cars and they're not coming back. Or they're on a bus with no windows and that bus is not stopping. Not tomorrow, not next week, not ever. Or they're marching single file along a long wooden bridge, and when they get to the other side of that bridge, they'll be gone. We'll be thinking these things, and then we'll remember they already are gone.